Students interested in mining law have a new place to study it. Starting this semester, the James E. Rogers College of Law at the University of Arizona established the Global Mining Law Center. It'll include courses on intellectual property, workplace safety, and water law, among others. This is part of a growing trend of specialized programs within law schools. To talk more about it, I'm joined by James Greif with the Association of American Law Schools.
Law schools across the country have been developing new centers and programs that draw upon the strengths of their regions. And this has become even more important over the last 5 years with the challenging job market, especially with respect to law firms. It makes a lot of sense for schools to study and provide opportunities for students, lawyers, non-lawyers, that tie into the growth of these local economies. And this is especially true for schools that have many graduates practicing law within the same state.
So does a program like that at least kind of imply that the school hopes that graduates will stay nearby to practice law afterwards?
Yeah, and I think it helps tie into those areas of growth within the region. So clearly, if in the case of Arizona, if there's a lot of growth within the mining industry, those particular graduates that practice law in the state are going to want a background in that particular area.
Is this in response to trying to get more students who might be interested in this particular area? Is it trying to fill a need in the marketplace for attorneys specializing in particular areas of law, something else?
Yeah, and there are a number of centers that tie into areas of local economies. Vermont Law School has the Center for Agricultural and Food Systems. Washburn University in Kansas has an oil, gas, and law center. So I think there is a desire for specialized education in those particular areas where we do see some industry growth and some job growth. And law schools, there's 204 of them across the region. Many of those schools are regional in nature, meaning that a lot of the graduates are going to be practicing law in those particular regions. So tying into those areas, having that specialty, gives students advantage when they graduate.
Is there a danger in there being too much specialization in law schools and not enough sort of general law graduates?
Law school is a three-year degree program. And so generally when you think about the first year, it is foundations in the study of law. And so as you go into the second and third years, you go into more of just specializations. So clearly there's a need to have that background and foundation, but these centers and these new programs that are being developed are tying into these areas where there's clearly a need for that sort of specialization.
Do these kind of centers help law schools as far as fundraising or making inroads in industry or even like advertising, notoriety, that sort of thing, to get more attention for the school in general in the greater law community?
Yeah, and I think that it attracts students that have that particular area of practice or specialization in mind. So I think that law schools are looking at the needs of their region and trying to tie those particular centers and studies into there. So it's really benefits the region that has a need for the specialization and those students that want to practice that particular area of law.
James Greif is Director of Communications for the Association of American Law Schools.